Thank you for joining me for the latest installment of TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. Our next guest, Ron Funches, is amazing. He plays Shelly on the show Undateable on NBC, and it's a comedy that follows four losers in a bar who sort of can't really find Mrs. Right, but in the meantime have each other to lean on. It's a really funny show, and it's a lot funnier than people think. I'm sort of biased because the show takes place in Detroit. Even though it's shot in Hollywood, it's set in Detroit, set in Ferndale in a bar. And Shelly is my favorite character because he's like the diehard Detroiter on the show, and he's often the one who's defending Detroit. But the best part about him, he's like this awesome teddy bear type character, is that he wears a lot of these great Detroit t-shirts, and he has like, you know, Detroit sweatshirts, Detroit love, and he wears like the Lions jerseys and stuff like that. He's just great. He's awesome. So I got a chance to catch up with Ron before the season starts. The second season of Undateable starts March 17th, Tuesday at 9 p.m. ET. Make sure you check it out and check out this interview with Ron Funches and me.
Thanks again for doing this.
No problem.
So tell me about the second season of Undateable and what people should expect.
Okay. Just more, I would say. More is what you expect. More Shelly, more of a lot of the other characters that didn't get to see as much of in the first season. So more Persky, more Brett. Just more. It's really funny. We now know what we're doing, so that's good. I'm better at acting. It's really funny. The writing's a lot better. It's just like I've watched the first episode, uh-huh. And then we shot the other episode, second episode, and they're just better than the first season. So if you were like, you watched the first season and you were like, it's pretty good, or if you watched the first season and you're like, I love it, like, it's better than that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the one thing I heard about comedy, the cool thing about comedy is, and tell me if this is true or not, the writers get a chance to spend time with the actors, kind of get to know how they talk and
yeah.
how their rhythm, then work that into the show.
Yeah.
How much of Ron are we going to see in Shelly?
You see a lot. Just a lot of the mannerisms and the way that he speaks, tone, just the general giddiness is a lot of me. Writers spend a lot of time coming out to a lot of my stand-up shows.
Oh,
and so they come out and they got a sense of my voice and my timing, and which is really good because I'm probably a unique person to write for. It's probably a little weird, but it's just we have the best writers. They are always helpful and just making sure we have solid scripts, and then they're not egotistical about us going in and improvising and changing their lines.
I was gonna say, do you get a chance to improvise? Because the one episode from season one that had me in tears was when you're talking to your little bobblehead.
Yeah.
And you said, "Don't thank you for not spitting in her face."
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta walk out. That was improvised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much more improvisation can we expect?
A lot. What's so great about the show, and I think great about our tapings, and wish people got to see it, or we got to do like live stuff. That would be fun because it's just. They give us, we do one take the way that they write it, and then we go back through, and they kind of are like, if you have jokes or if you want to play around, go ahead, do
How
anything.
Freeing is that?
It's awesome, and sometimes it's terrifying if you don't have a joke ready. So you just.
Yeah, that could be, I could see that.
Yeah, you gotta come up with something
like no
on
pressure,
the spot. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the best job in the world, and then knowing that you also have that safety mat of if it doesn't work, well, they'll use the old joke, but I get the chance to make it more me or. Sometimes they don't, maybe they're a couple years behind slang things or something, and I'm just like, yeah, and they go, and I'm like, no, let's change it to this, change it to that, and they're really receptive to that, so I like
that. Now, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, cool, okay, yeah. So have you ever been to Detroit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you kind of know how,
yeah.
Because what I love about Shelly, like all of the sports jerseys,
yeah.
That's so Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
How does that work? Do they go back to, they order them online and
first season, we would just try to go through and they would just go online and look for stuff. This season, people have been wanting to send us stuff, so that's good.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Have they?
Yeah, yeah. So you'll see a lot of local Detroit businesses with their, I'm wearing.
Anything in particular?
I don't remember the name of the company, or I would tell you for sure.
Was it Made in Detroit?
I do wear some Made in Detroit stuff, yes.
I love Made in Detroit. That is so cool.
I also wear some I can't remember. But you'll see it. You'll notice
it.
I wear everything. Just about everything I wear this upcoming season, if it's not like some type of special outfit, is a local Detroit company.
Now tell me you caught that Lions game against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And did your inner Shelly come out like this? Detroit is always wrong.
I wish it did it, but it did. Like, cause you'd think I wouldn't care, especially being from Chicago.
You're
the Lions,
fans,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah,
and
but I'm rivals. Used. Yeah, but I'm used to that being over by the playoffs. You know. Now it's time
Fair
to be
enough.
A Lions fan. So yeah, I was, and actually the first football game I ever went to was at Ford Field.
And
I got to see Barry Sanders play,
oh,
and
cool.
Yeah. So I've always had an affinity for the Lions. So
okay.
I was, yeah.
Okay. So you bring that to Jelly.
Yeah.
And that probably is not timely. Will that game make its way into the plot, or just the whole line, the whole underdog?
I think it's just thing. More about it's just you'll see more of me defending Detroit and more of me just making it, and actually more of me in the actual outside of the bar in the city of Detroit and what you know what I do for my job. And
oh, Shelly has a job.
Shelly may have a job.
She's not a professional sports fan. I picture Shelly, this is just in my mind, like having a sports talk show or something.
I can see
but don't
that.
Ruin it for me.
I
want to wait
will.
And be surprised with everybody else. That's so cool. Now, Bill Lawrence mentioned during the panel that Detroit is going to be more of a character this season. What does he mean by that? I guess you should ask him, but what do you think he means?
Showing us more in the community, more of what daily life is more like in Detroit, and maybe us, you know, struggling more a little bit financially, but not putting too much of an emphasis on that. Just more of us a little bit outside of the bar and interacting with the community. Nailed it.
Anything else coming up that we should look out for you in?
Yeah, I'm actually in a movie called Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
Oh, I saw the poster with the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Who do you play
that,
in it?
I play JoJo, a gang member. I'm one of T.I.'s gang members. And I can tell by your face, you were like, you don't seem like a gang
You're
member.
Too cute.
But hey, watch it. Watch it and tell me I don't pull it off.
Nope.
Okay.
I will not underestimate your range. I should not put you in the box.
Please.
No.
Yeah, so I'm in that. That comes out March 27th. I'm in a couple episodes of Kroll Show on Comedy Central.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm in an episode of Cougar Town coming up. So
that makes sense.
Check, yeah. Check me out in those.
Any love interest for Shelly? Anything else you can tell us?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. You'll definitely see Shelly with some love interest that may or may not go his way. And I just think you'll see, you'll get to see more, less just, you know, funny lines and more heart, more about the character of Shelly and what that person's really about.
Say I was a person who was kind of on the fence about Undateable, caught maybe one episode or caught you, thought you were funny but didn't come back. What should people hear or what should people know if they haven't seen it? What's the one walk away, show me the elevator pitch or whatever?
Okay, I just tell you it's the... Because a lot of times, you know, you might think it's a show about a bunch of people who can't get dates or a bunch of bros. It's about a bunch of people, for one reason or another, don't believe that they're good enough. And they found each other, and they help each other, they make each other laugh, and that's how they survive throughout the day. And I think that I think that's something anybody can relate to. If you probably have your group of friends, we all have those group of friends that we feel like these are the people that get me. These are the people who are truly my family and understand me and are there for me. And that's what this show is about. It's not about a bunch of people just trying to get laid. It's about a bunch of people trying to survive in harsh conditions. And they found each other and they love each other. And sometimes they bless each other's chops, but they truly want each other to succeed. And I think that's why you should watch it.
That's awesome. Well, I already watched
it. Wasn't that great? Oh, my God. I love Ron. He's so funny. He's so smart. And, I mean, I think if you have not seen Undateable, you have to watch it, if for no other reason, just to check him out. The show is really getting better. I think they've really found their comedic voice in the second season, and you're going to enjoy it. So don't miss it. Undateable returns for a second season March 17th at 9 p.m. ET on NBC. And that was Ron Funches. And thank you so much for listening today. And I have to thank everybody. Thank Ron Funches for doing the show. Our sponsor, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, the amazing Peter, who is, I don't know how he does it. He just makes everything sound good. Thank you, Peter. You're awesome. I can't wait to work with you again. Production assistant and graphic artist, Adam Janis. And you, thanks for listening.